Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a New Day radio show where the dialogue is authentic, host is passionate, and we help you to become empowered, inspired, resilient, and transformed. Yes, our focus is to change our world by transforming one business and one life at a time. Now, here is your host, author, columnist, reinvention coach, entrepreneur, teacher, and speaker, Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson.
Well, good morning and happy Wednesday for those of you who are here like myself. We are having a lot of rain here this morning, so we're just hoping it stays rainy and no snow for Thanksgiving. And happy pre-Thanksgiving to those of you who are here in the U.S. I'm super excited about the segment that is about to take place this morning because since I got back from AFES in the DR, a lot of my supporters and listeners have been sending me messages asking me, when are you going to tell us about that thing you went to? And I said, what thing? And they write back, that awesomeness fest thing. So I thought it would be added value, not only for them to hear from me, but to hear from other AFESTers. And I want to honor those of you who have stepped up to the microphone to share your experience with my listeners. Before we bring all my other tribe members on, I want to go ahead and do some housekeeping.
Some friends you gain, some you lose. In the back of your mind, you're looking for love, but found the blues. That's why I've come from far away, to take away the blues. And I've come to say, I wanna be more than just somebody. I wanna be more than just a friend. I want to be more than someone special, 'cause special friends sometimes they won't understand.
Yes, as always, we want to not just be a friend, we want to be a confidant here on the radio, we want to be a support team, we want to be a mentor, we want to be a coach, we want to be everything for you. So when we promise that we are going to deliver, we deliver. I want to remind you that our fundraising cruise for the nonprofit, the Empowering People Foundation, Inc., which is focusing on the breakfast feeding program at my former elementary school in Jamaica, West Indies, is coming up June the 14th through the 22nd. And this cruise will be on the Norwegian Epic. I need your support. And you can get more information by calling our cruise consultant, Tot Olinda Begg, and her numbers are 203-539-0094 or 203-818-3174. Let us see you on that cruise and help me to put a hot meal in the stomach of those 100 students at the Carmel Primary School. If you have not yet done so, I invite you to connect me on social media, and you can find all of the ones that I am a part of by just Googling Daphne Clark Hudson. Well, now, here is the moment that you have all been waiting for. I want to first open the line of my first caller, and I think this is out of the state of Hawaii. Good morning.
Good morning, up before the sun.
Yes, I am so excited to have you up at the wee hours of the morning. I want to thank you. Would you tell the listeners who you are?
Absolutely. My name is Mariah Sievers, and yes, I'm calling from beautiful Maui, Hawaii. The sun has not come up yet, but I am up and ready to share my experience about Awesomeness Fest. I live out here doing transformational coaching with high-achieving entrepreneurs, and I'm very excited to share my experience today.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. And from the state of Florida.
Hello and good morning. My name is Judy, also known as Jay Winslow, and I am up not as early as Mariah, but early anyway in Florida, and I call myself a coach salter. It's kind of coaching, consulting, and mentoring all rolled into one. They are all very different. And
right.
My business is called Unforgettable Brands. I help people be unforgettable and monetize their message.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. And my next tribe member, 614, would you tell my listeners who you are and where you're calling from, please?
Hey, Bob. AJ Roberts here, calling from beautiful San Diego, where the sun has risen, and it's going to be another gorgeous day. I run an advertising agency called Division 33, and we help solo entrepreneurs, expert gurus, get their message out to a larger audience.
All right. And 0117, would you state your name and where you're calling from, please? Is this Pam? Hello, who is my international caller? Is this Pam? Hello, can you hear me? 011705, can you hear me? I'll go to the next person. I'll come back to 011. I think that's Pam. 702, good morning. Would you tell my listeners who you are and where you're calling from, please?
Yes, hello, this is Petrina Wisdom, your Fresh Start Specialist and CEO of Mindful Living, Inc. Yes, I'm calling from Las Vegas, and I'm very excited to be here to share my A-Fest experience.
Good morning, Petrina. Thank you for coming. And caller 21215, good morning.
Good morning. This is Max Angelina Jones from MMW, My Meta World. I'm calling from Pennsylvania to talk about my awesome, awesome fest experience.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. I want to go back to 0117.
Good morning.
Is this Pam?
No, it's Zenik.
Oh, Zenik. Good morning. How are you?
I'm fantastic, calling directly from Canada. I woke up this morning and everything is white and beautiful, and I'm just so honored and thankful to be on your show this morning, Daphne.
Okay, thank you. Thanks, everyone. I am hearing some slight disturbance in the background. I'm not sure where it's coming from, so if I think... I think it's when I opened Max's line that I heard the disturbance. So if you would be sure to just settle the disturbance, because then it's going to disrupt the conversation. I want to start with Maria. Maria, I think you have been to 3 A-Fests, right? I don't want to go into each of them, but I want to first ask each of my listeners, what brought you to A-Fest? So let's start with Maria.
I'll be happy to tell you. Just want to clarify, though, my name's Mariah, like Mariah Carey.
Mariah. Okay, excuse me.
I can't do
I apologize. I'm Maria. Mariah.
Mariah.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'll respond to both, but that is my name. And, yes, what brought me to A-Fest, it was actually a just a surprise that came out of social media. A friend of mine was going to be doing the photography here on Maui when they had the second A-Fest on Maui. And she made a post, and I saw it, and I was very intrigued. I said, well, I'm awesome, so this must be an event for me. And that's how the ball got rolling.
All right. And Judy, what brought you to A-Fest, Judy?
Gosh, sort of a similar experience to Mariah. It showed up in my Facebook feed, and someone who I know from another community had made a comment, someone who I know pretty well. We are delighted by the same sort of things. And then again, a couple weeks later, it showed up in my feed from another group. So I went to... sorry for the disturbance. I went to Google it and found Mind Valley and Vishen and just loved what he was up to, and it looked like fun. And I follow my intuition, and my intuition said go.
All right. AJ, what brought you to A-Fest, and how many A-Fests have you attended?
This was my first A-Fest. I actually was there because I was there for a Zentrepreneur beforehand. I'm business partners with Yannick Silver on his Underground, who was speaking at Awesome Fest. So I actually just went because I was already going to be there for the previous business entrepreneur, which is also run by Mind Valley. Mm-hmm. And I decided to stay with no, you know, with no purpose really of wanting to get anything out of the event. I was just staying because I had a lot of friends going. It turned out to be the best event I've ever gone to and ever attended. So, yeah, it was a wonderful surprise for me.
Surprise, surprise, surprise. Patrina.
Yes, ma'am. Here I am.
Yeah, what brought you... Go ahead.
What brought me? Well, I am mentored under Lisa Nichols, who was one of the speakers at A-Fest, and I've been mentoring under her for about 2 years. And about a year and a half ago, I met a gentleman named Tom Cronin, who we all know. Who does all the meditation for Mind Valley at A-Fest. So, in short, I fell in love with Tom, and we kept up communication on Facebook. And he just kept telling me, he's like, you know, you really need to be at Awesomeness Fest. You really need to be at Awesomeness Fest. I'm like, yeah, okay. And then this year, he called me, and he's like, you don't only need to be at Awesome Fest. You need to be a speaker at Awesomeness Fest. You just have to come. You have to experience it. So to be quite honest, I went to Awesomeness Fest after moving to San Diego 7 months ago to be closer to my mentors and business coaches. And I was like, you know what? I really need to go to Awesomeness Fest.
Wonderful.
So not really even knowing what to expect, to be honest. I didn't do any research about it or anything. I just said, Tom's awesome. So maybe I'll go there and meet a bunch of awesome people. And it was during my birthday week. So I said, what better way to spend my 40th birthday than to go to the Dominican Republic, chill out on an island, and meet a whole bunch of super awesome conscious entrepreneurs. So that's how I ended up there. And it absolutely surpassed my expectation because I had none similar to AJ.
Wonderful, wonderful. Max, how about you? What brought you to A-Fest?
Just change, to get out of the box, to do something different, to see what else is out there. I mean, in my own community, my job is to hold space, to work on change for others. And what better way to, you know, bring about change is to do something different for myself. So the more I work towards enlightening myself, the better I can service others.
Wonderful.
So that led me to office.
And for me, it was my first Awesomeness Fest. I, too, was invited by Lisa Nichols. I did not do any research because I had been asking God for new opportunities to connect with new people. And I was presented with this opportunity. I was interviewed by Paul, And I knew I had to be there. And I just turned up. I went open and I was extremely ready to receive. And did I receive? It was an amazing experience for me. And this is the one gathering that I know that I will be attending for the rest of my life. So now I want to leave the mic open. And I want for whomever is speaking just to say who they are and just to share their experience. So I'm not going to be calling your names, but you can say who you are and say what it is that you would like to say about the event and the impact it has on your life.
I'll start. This is Zanique. And I'll also say what brought me to A-Fest.
Okay, all right. Sorry I missed you. Yes, go ahead.
That's okay, honey. 2013 has been and is still a transformational year for me. And in early 2013, I was in a very successful corporate job. I was traveling everywhere across North America and Canada and making a very good salary. But I was miserable, and I decided that things needed to change, and I needed to embrace my passion. So I asked the universe to send me in the right directions and send me signs and open my eyes and ears so that I would recognize those signs. So I quit my big corporate job in a total leap of faith and trusted that every baby step I would take would take me in the right direction to living my life purpose. So I found out about Awesomeness Fest because I was a student of Christy Marie Sheldon, Unlimited Abundance and Love Are Above. So I received their email, was interviewed, and showed up. I was scared to death, didn't know what was waiting for me. And yes, it was my first A-Fest, but just like you, it's definitely not my last. And as a matter of fact, I already have my ticket for the next one.
Wonderful, wonderful. All right, who next?
I'll go. It's AJ. So for me, you know, like I said, I went with really zero expectations, which is probably one of the best ways to go to an event after attending and after having the transformation that I did. Because, you know, I'm a big believer in, you know, everything happens exactly the way it's supposed to happen. And on the first night, the last night of Zentrepreneur, which happened to be the first night of Awesome Fest, the crossover night, you know, I'm not a very, I'm not a party guy. I'm not a guy who hangs out at the bar. That's not really me. But, you know, I thought, well, I'm here. You know, everyone else is you know, socializing and connecting, and it'll be a good opportunity for me to meet the new people who have come in and say goodbye to those who aren't staying, who are leaving. And so I went down and hung out. And that night I met so many people. And, of course, I don't know their backgrounds. I don't know their stories. But I seemed to meet the right people that I needed in my life at this time. And that night set up the rest of the week for lunches and breakfast and other social settings where I got to know these people deeper. And, you know, I got to meet a guy named Anil Gupta, who is a happiness coach, and did some work with him and really work on some of the things that have been holding me back in my life that I've, you know, I've acknowledged and I've said I need to work on, but I've kind of keep putting off. And I focus on the things I'm good at, you know, business and health and fitness and those kind of things. But my relationships have suffered. And, you know, I was able to switch that while I was there. But like I said, it was about being open and putting myself in situations that I usually wouldn't and that I'd be uncomfortable with. And the event allowed me to do that, you know, the session, the hugging session. I'm not a touchy-feely person. I'm always a handshake, you know. Someone goes in for the hug and my hand goes out. And so just being open to that stuff and allowing myself to, you know, not have any expectations and lower my guard and get outside of my normal comfort zone allowed me to experience things that I never would have experienced before. And I think that was the reason it was so transformational for myself.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing because I too got a lot of affirmation because I went pure. I did not go with any expectations. And for someone who does a lot of retreats and everything like that, and it's always encouraging my participants to hug and embrace. And when I went there and saw that was part of that community, I was already home. Because we are living in a society where everybody's saying, you know, stay out of my personal space. And our kids are so programmed, you know, nobody wants to have their lunchbox touch the other one. And our kids are just living in a world of panic behaviors. So when I saw that, it was great for me to say, yes, here are others that believe in what I believe. I want to welcome guest 208 to the show. Feel welcome to dial in with your remarks or question. You may do so by dialing 646-915-8166. Yes, someone else, we want to use the time up, so as soon as somebody catch their breath, I want somebody else to go ahead and share their experience. So go ahead, please.
This is Mariah from now.
Yes,
okay. Well, I'd love to share my experience because hearing you speak about having not gone before and having no expectations reminded me of how pie-eyed I was when I went to my first A-Fest. I had not been going to any seminars. I had actually been living in a bubble out here on Maui.
Mm.
Not a literal bubble, but I'd been working in the wellness industry for a decade in the corporate spa world, and I really didn't step outside of my genre. If I was going to go learn something, it was very specific to the body. So entering into this event, I had no idea what to expect. I sat there on the first day so nervous. I was a seminar virgin, and I just didn't really know what was going to happen. And I remember having this profound moment of clarity about halfway through the morning speaker session where I looked around the room and I just went, wow, these are my people. Where have they been my whole life? What's been going on in the world that I didn't know about? Because these are my people. These are people changing the world. These are entrepreneurs who are passionate about life. These are people who are fearless and on their purpose. And I literally felt this sensation in my body, like an excitement and also a sense of relief at the same time. Like there's hope and there's so much more inside of me that I need to bring forth. So I have gone through radical personal transformation from my first year to my third year within developing my business and really stepping out into my entrepreneurship, coming out of that corporate spa world. And it was absolutely mind-blowing to feel the presence of so much intelligence and truly heart-centered servitude.
Wonderful. We have one more tribe just join us. Let me hear who it is, and then I'll go on to the next person. Caller 909, would you state your name? Oh, I didn't open their line. Caller 909, would you state your name and where you're calling from, please?
California.
Al, good morning. How are you? State your name.
Al Diaz.
All right. And the first question everyone had already answered, what brought you to A-Fest?
I was invited to go, but after reading what was on the website, I was compelled that I must be part of this movement, and that's why I attended.
Awesome, awesome. And what we are doing now, anyone is free to do so, Al. We are just sharing our experiences and all of that. So whomever feels so desire may pick the mic up and just go ahead, share, please.
Phenomenal. Thank you.
All right, somebody speak.
Okay, I'll go next. This is Jay in Florida. Hi, everybody. It's so interesting to me to listen to this, and not only to everyone on this call, but almost everyone I have spoken to regarding this event, if they had not been invited by someone previously, so many of us, like myself, sort of found out about it, didn't really know what it was, and just felt this calling to be there, and that was me as well. I had no expectation. For me, I was coming off of a very large event. I'm involved in a TEDx Sarasota, my local organizing team, and we had just put on our TEDx, so I knew I would be looking for a rest. I knew that I am always interested in finding new community, did not know if that would be there or not, and kind of as a byproduct, I was hoping I would learn something. You just never know. So for myself, it was just it was very exciting to see as the days unfolded that each connection was so beautiful and so deep and so heartfelt. It was just so rejuvenating to be amongst a community, and I only have one other community. I'm involved in quite a number of communities, but I really only have one other community that had that feeling that Mariah spoke of just really coming home, of really feeling like these are my people, and I can fully be myself, and really there's nothing else to be, yes, in the world. And so that was very, just that alone was so exciting and so affirming. And on top of that, some of the sessions were extremely, not only thought-provoking, they were emotional and they were very touching and they were very real. So it wasn't speakers who were sort of putting on a facade and doing something that was more from their head than their heart. It was really a lovely combination of the two. And I have found that to be the most powerful when people share with you not only their journey, but the nuggets that they are there to communicate with you about. And then on top of that,
I want to give somebody else a try. Let's hear from Patrina. Sure. Haven't heard from her in a while. Patrina, would you like to take the mic, please?
Sure, yeah. I had a few things going on before Awesomeness Fest. For one, I had recently moved to San Diego, like I mentioned, and been doing a ton of networking and meeting people and just really trying to figure out where I fit. I moved to San Diego because I wanted to really jump into a bigger market. In Las Vegas, I was the big fish in the little market, right? And I really wanted to put myself in a position where I could learn from people that were doing more than me, making more money than me, just living absolute better lives authentically, inside and out, relationships, everything, than myself. And I did find, you know, quite a few people here that I absolutely fell in love with and built community with, but I still felt like I was kind of sitting on the sidelines. And I was struggling with that because I've always not been in the sidelines. I've always been in the game. And so before A-Fest, I had that going on, and I also was struggling with this deep, deep calling to serve men and heal men with my coaching practice and not really knowing how to transition out of the brand that I had already created for myself. So the reason that I bring that up is because when I went to A-Fest, one of the most profound things that I learned, and it's something that I already knew, so I should say that I was reminded of it, is that we have to have a much bigger mission, a much bigger why. So first off, just going to A-Fest, the first couple days was extremely daunting. Again, kind of felt like the outsider, wasn't really sure how to jump into this love fest that was going on. But once I got my footing, and oddly enough, Mariah, who's on the call, and another girl named Casey, actually were the ones who kind of broke me in and helped me really get my footing in the group. But once I got in, again, I felt like I'm home. These are my peeps. Like, oh, my goodness. You know, it was just so wonderful to be around people that were so heart-centered but also ambitious and focused, and they weren't phony. So anyways, everything came together for me at A-Fest. A lot of the questions that I had Before I left, I was depleted. I was exhausted. I had nothing left to give. I was just tired of banging my head against the wall. And it was like someone plugged me in when I got to A-Fest. And I tell you, every conversation I had fed me in some way. It was the answer to a question I had, or it brought some new insights to some challenges I was having in business. So
wonderful.
It's like, you all know we could go on and on and on and on about A-Fest.
Yeah.
That was
yeah.
the biggest thing.
All right. Max, let me hear from you. I think we lost AJ. AJ, if you're listening, please call back in because we value your experience. Max, would you share your experience, please?
Awesome. Would love to. I think it was a great experience. They set about and did what they intended to do to get everyone outside of their box and help us to actually create a better a better me so that I can go on with my business of helping to raise another person's ability or motivate someone else. I think getting there initially can be overwhelming with all the people and the sugar cubes and just letting people in to know who you are. Just listening to everyone else, it seems that we all have felt like we needed to belong to something where everyone was more like us than different. And for me, it was getting outside of the box to dance, to sing, to be in real time. Because I'm an oracle, sometimes we have the tendency to know how things are going to be before they actually are, so we don't bother to make ourselves human, to actually enjoy and experience. So A-Fest to me was a time to actually become human, so to speak, and to enjoy everything as it unfolded and not to perceive or to see ahead of time with foresight and to actually enjoy it as it unfolded. And that was a big thing. It's kind of hard
okay.
to do.
All right. What was your experience like?
I'm sorry, you were breaking up, but can you repeat that again?
What was your experience like?
I have been blessed to have attended many conferences and events and seminars in my past. What made A-Fest different from all the rest is there was a harmony between the intellect or the ego and the heart. Normally when you go to an event, a lot of people come from the intellect and tell you what to do and how to be. Or you go to an event and it's primarily focused from heart-based consciousness, and not that that's a bad thing. It's just it's there's no harmony between the two.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
what I enjoyed about this event, there was a harmony. There was people came at you intellectually, but with a heart-based consciousness, or vice versa. They came across with a heart-based consciousness. But they also brought the intellect into harmony to back to support the heart-based consciousness. And I have rarely, if any at all, have I ever seen that. And as many of you are indicating, when I was there, I felt at home. Because that's how I function in my life. That's how I have my business, is it to have the intellect in my heart in an optimal harmony. And that's what I felt there.
AJ, if you're listening, please call back. We lost him. He got dropped off the line. And, you know, I to myself, I'm not a little girl, and I have been to many, 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 many conferences over my lifetime. And nothing has affirmed me as A-Fest did. There is an authentic core to A-Fest that helps you to continue exploring and developing who you are, but more so who you can become. Because I see A-Fest as a soft landing spot. It doesn't matter where you're leaping from. It is safe to leap there and to know that you are going to be landing and not get hurt. And for me, that is a powerful thing because in today's society where people are being labeled and stereotyped, people struggle with being authentic. You know, a lot of times they are in jobs or they are starting out a business and they are just so afraid to be who they can be to get the best results. So I'm so thankful for this platform at AFES. I want to welcome guest 227 to the show. Feel welcome to call in at any time, 646-915-8166. I want to ask Mariah a question, and then I'm going to come back to Yannick. Yannick, did you share your experience yet? Yes, you did, right? You were the first. Yes?
No, I did not, but I can do it after Mariah. That's okay.
No. Go ahead, because I'm going to be asking Mariah something different. Okay. Go ahead, please.
My experience was somewhat different at first, because when I got to AFES, I thought I was kidding myself by thinking, you know, this is going to be really awesome, and it was. But my body sent me mixed messages. And as much as I wanted to be there, I felt so vulnerable and so overwhelmed by the quality of the people that was there. And I could not believe that I was sitting there amongst all of you. And my body was very sneaky, and I got a migraine. I suffered from a migraine for 3 days until the morning that I decided to ask the real hard question, because I'm a life coach, so when I work with my clients, I ask the real hard questions, but I need to do that with myself too. So on that morning, I'm like, okay, I never get migraines. I used to long, long time ago, so what's going on? And I was open enough to allow the question, even though it was a hard question, to go through my body, through my conscience and spirit, and come back with the hard answer, which was, you belong here. Accept it and allow it. Mm. And while in the world, when people ask me, what do? I like to answer, I'm a lover, capital L, unconditional love. And it's really easy to say that you love unconditionally when it's easy to love. When people bring you flowers, when they compliment you, when they're nice to you, when they're polite to you. But when people are harsh with you and hurt you and are mean to you, I've been through so much in my life, sexual abuse, financial abuse, physical abuse, emotional abuse, that it's not easy to love when you're hurt by those people. And in my life, I've chose to love no matter what. And all of a sudden, I was surrounded by people who loved me as well, unconditionally. Mm-hmm. And it was such a shock to allow it. And you know what? The migraine that lasted 3 days was gone within 20 minutes.
Wonderful.
Because of that revelation. And just like, you know, I was an AFES virgin, and just like everybody else said, it did feel like I was home because everybody was so authentic, like you mentioned. It was just fantastic.
It's amazing that you mentioned that, because fear and guilt oftentimes locks us in a box where we begin to feel we are not deserving, we are out of place. And for you, that box was that migraine. And
absolutely.
I am proud of you that you were bold enough to unlock that box so that you could just honestly get what you were meant to receive there and to connect with the people. So that, you know, for someone who is listening on the call right now, whether you're doing it live or via archive, there's going to be a time in your life when you will need to open that box that has you hostage, And you must do that. You got to be bold. You got to find the strength to do so. So Janik, I thank you for calling, for mentioning that. I want to go to
thank
Mariah.
You.
And Mariah, I want to ask you, you have been to 3 AFSs. And I want you to kind of walk us through your first experience into your second, into your third, please.
Sure, I'd be happy to. Well, as I mentioned before, my first experience, I really sat there just absorbing and taking in everything that was happening. There were some profound moments that happened. Some of you have mentioned Lisa Nichols. She really, really opened my heart with an exercise that she led everybody through where they whispered into each other's ears what it was that they wanted to, what it was that they really needed to hear. And that absolutely had me in tears and had me wide open to receiving, but also there were very, very intelligent business folks speaking from the stage too, and that had me inspired. I really spent most of my time and attention and energy just taking in what was happening within the lecture series. And although I was connecting with people a little bit throughout the event, because I live here on this island of Maui, I believe for me, it felt a little bit normal to be here in this tropical paradise, so I wasn't as profoundly impacted by that. However, when I went forward to the next year's event in Mexico, being in the beautiful Mayan Riviera, I had an opportunity to really open up and start to look around more at the people that I was surrounding myself with. And prior to the event, I organized a small group of excursion and took a group of 10 AFSters out to Chichen Itza as part of my Sacred Soul Journey trip so that we could go out there and experience that entire area and then also sit and do a meditation. And it was really, really fun to connect individually with these 10 amazing people and to go play afterwards in some cenotes and all of this prior to the event so that I already felt my community building. I'd made a massive transition out of my first year corporate spa world into opening up and starting to find my bearing as an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. And so I was very proud to have something to offer and excited to share it and looking for that deeper sense of community. So throughout the event, I noticed that although the speakers were there, I was also equally engaged in getting to know people on a deeper level, having more profound conversations, being willing to let them in and have the insight that they had to offer as well as anything that I had to offer. So there became this reciprocation of sharing of information. And one of the things that's so profound about Awesomeness Fest is that they really do look for people, entrepreneurs coming from many different backgrounds. So it's not simply, oh, here's a bunch of coaches or here are a bunch of people in the internet marketing world, but rather they, as part of the interview process, they screen out and make sure that there's diversity within the different types of entrepreneurs who are coming. And that way they really can be at a table together, sharing and learning and co-teaching. And so that created a lot of value for me. Into the third event, again, beautiful Dominican Republic, not in my own backyard, so loving the location, which is a huge aspect of picking a different location every year. And I found that there were certain things where I already kind of knew what was going to happen in terms of everyone melting and opening and really being able to step into their hearts and a little bit out of their business head. So on one of the first days, I remember greeting a friend at breakfast and a really beautiful soul, Tom Weber, you met him. And he stuck out his hand and I just said, oh, I'm a hugger. And I had been a hugger before AFEST. So that wasn't something unique to me.
Right.
Out in Hawaii, people tend to greet each other with a hug or even a kiss.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so that part wasn't shocking to me. That actually made me feel more at home.
Mm-hmm.
But with him, he looked at me and just kind of went, oh, okay, great, and gave me a big hug. And I had to remind him, like, it's okay. Like, allow this hug
mm-hmm.
in all the way. I said, don't worry. You'll get this on the third day or so. Whenever Jeff Mark gets up to speak about hugging, you'll get this. He came back around later so thrilled. He's like, thank you so much for reminding me what it is to truly be present, you know,
yes,
to be in that hug space together.
Yes, yes. And just enjoying that moment because, you know, there are lots of us who are not taking the time to be present and to enjoy the moment that we are in, you know, so that was good. Yeah, did you have another thought, Mariah?
I was just going to finish up by saying, for me personally, you know, having really stepped into my business and being really clear about what it was that I was offering, it also allowed me to be in a whole new space by the third event of being of service to people so that I, you know, did find myself stepping away here and there to do individual coaching sessions with people or also, you know, just those tiny tweaks, like being able to be really present with somebody like Tom and encourage him into that hugging space. I mean, he's a very open and friendly guy anyhow, but to
mm-hmm.
provide permission for it to be socially acceptable. And that's mm-hmm. one of the things that Austin is best helps people move through is letting go of that socially awkward PDA.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
A lot of wisdom sharing.
Mariah, for the benefit of my listeners, would you define a PDA?
Oh, of course, public displays of affection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a lot of times we use certain acronyms and we think everybody knows, but I have a global audience and a lot of my people, English is not their traditional language. So I'm not saying not to use an acronym, but I want you to give the definition, Sue. So thank you for lovingly doing that. I want to keep the line open for everyone. We have an hour and 12 minutes remaining. But I, too, arrived in the DR, Dominican Republic, prior to the beginning of A-Fest. And I was blessed. The first person that approached me was Ben, Ben Croft, that extremely energetic young man. And he just bumps into me and say hello. He was wearing his two yellow suspenders and he was bouncing off the wall. But we connected and we forged an amazing friendship. And then my first morning at breakfast, I went in and I saw a lady. I was scanning the buffet before I ordered my juice. And I saw that lady, and I just went up to her. I said, you are here for A-Fest? She said, yes. And I said, me too. And I got excited. I said, can I sit with you? She said, yes. So we sat together only to find out that it was her first event too, and she was there from Namibia. And for the rest of the event, we just connected so much. And now, right now, I have another family member. And if it had not been for A-Fest, I would not have met her. So we also have so many enlightening experiences. There's another woman from San Diego, Carla, who I had met on Facebook. She had an article on Facebook, which I commented on. Then I found out that she was going to be present at A-Fest, so we were able to have dinner and to just talk and to go over some things where we can possibly add value to each other. So there are lots of version of I love myself going around and just a lot of different chances, transformational things that happened in our lives. I'm alone. I have a cat, so I don't have any other family members in my home. But for those of you who live with other people and you share your space intimately with others in a home setting. What is it like for you when you go back and try to demonstrate and display some of the techniques that you have learned or adopted at AFES? Well, whoever is speaking, just identify yourself.
This is Yannick.
Yes, oh. Yannick.
So when I came home, here's my husband, this big, tough, loving military guy, and my two daughters, 17 and 21, at home, and our dog, and my mom is here for a visit. And here I am, hugging everyone and singing, I love myself, I love myself, I love myself. And they're just looking at me, but it's contagious. They cannot help but smile and laugh and sing along. And even when I'm not singing out loud, it's in my soul now. So I dance to it without realizing that I'm actually singing it. And then I get the stare, the funny stare, and I get them to sing along and to look at themselves in the mirror and sing along, and I do it too. So it's just been a lot of joy spreading and love spreading, and it just brings up the energy so much, and it makes life so much easier when your energy is and your vibrations are high. So that's our experience up here in Canada.
Wonderful. I have not heard from Max and Jay and Patrina for a while, so either one of you may take the mic. And Al, I want to hear more from you. You are the only guy on the line, so I want us to step up the pace. I don't want to leave any dead air, so go ahead, somebody.
Well, I'll jump in. This is Max. Re-entry into my life after Awesome Fest. It's funny, I had a call yesterday from a friend, one of my Facebook friends, and she said, you know, wow. She said, you were extremely positive before you left. And she said, but since you've returned, you've become a lot deeper. And I had to say thank you. And she applauded all my A-festers out there for the transition that's come about. But reentry was pretty awesome because I came back on a Tuesday, reintegrated myself back into work on Wednesday. And that's only because, you know, where I work is about metaphysical. So everything is, you know, about metaphysical, holistic, and bonding and creating and becoming a business that actually helps the universe or that helps people. So when you come back to something that is similar to what you left, the integration is easier. I tend to surround myself, my posse, or my friends here, or sort of the same as I am. So it just made it gentler. And I know for a lot of people just reading out there, it was different because they went back into that atmosphere where there was no hugging. There was no congratulating of who you authentically are. So, you know, I felt sorry for people to have to integrate into that type of atmosphere. But for myself, it's a smooth landing. But again, it's because I'm already in that community that supports and that uplifts, and that's where I work, in a metaphysical community. So it was a lot easier.
Yeah, I want to just interject here. For those of you in the chat room and for those listening on the phone who are A-festers, if you are transitioning into a community that was not similar to the new you, I would love to hear from you. So call in 646-915-8166, or you can type it in the box below in the chat room, and I'll just read what you said there. So thanks for your participation. Okay, who else is up? I think there may be Al or Judy.
Yeah, sure, I'll jump in. This is Jay. You know, I don't have children, but I do have many communities that I'm a part of, and I've had a couple of very interesting, highly tangible outcomes as a result of my interactions and internal shift. And I do believe that it has to do with the I Love Myself song, which for me has morphed into I Love Myself, I Love My Life, I Love My Dog, I Love My Day, I Love pretty much everything. So it's, which really I find very funny. I make my dog dance with me. However, in realistic terms, it's also translated, I believe, very clearly. I have a couple of situations here that had been a bit, hostile is too strong a word, but sort of difficult. And
chaotic.
Just a little stressful, a little tense. You know, the energy was not smooth. And since attending the event and practicing not only the song but also meditating more regularly and really really keeping this vibration, I believe, of I do love myself and I know it's all going to work out because I love myself and I'm doing what's best all the time for me in the moment. And it allowed me to go into these meetings and not have any edge at all, not have any of that. The only thing I brought to the meeting was a solid resolve to have it work out and be in peace, and that's exactly what happened. It's been really fascinating, and I've already can see that these relationships are not only improving, but I believe they're expanding as a result. So that was a lot. That's been really fun, and I do have a cousin. Yeah, it really is. And then within my own family, I have a cousin that I've recently connected with. After 25 years, we lost each other. And she found me on Facebook. And I made, she's been in a very difficult situation at home. So I made her sing along with me. And we've been singing together. And I want her to bring it to her children. She has five.
Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. All right, with an hour and 3 minutes and 25 seconds remaining, I want to mix up the dialogue right now, and you can speak on whatever your heart feels like you need to address. If you have an experience that you had not shared and it comes up, you are welcome to share that. But right now I want to look on the areas of yoga, meditation, co-creating, and intentions. So I'm throwing these words out there, and I want to ask, has any of these patterns, practices been part of you since AFS? And I will... Go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. This is Max. Intention ask. Because we're all trying to create something. Whether it's a better conversation with our friends, a better conversation with our community, we are all trying to create something. So for me, intention is the first thing. What are our intentions? What do we hope? A lot of times we can't manifest because our intentions aren't out there. We want to do something, but we haven't fully set our intentions. We say, well, Spirit, whatever it is that you want it to be, you know, but we have that free will. When we are of service, we have to set our intention. And I've learned that once we set an intention and using all of our senses to say, how do I want this to look? How do I want this to be? Where do I see this going? How many people I see this helping? Then we can sort of start to build. Intention is the foundation. And without a strong foundation, we are not able to build. So
wonderful.
I strongly say to everyone, if you're building anything, you know, our goal is to help someone see a better way. We have to have a foundation. And intention for me is the strongest foundation that you'll ever have.
Beautiful. Well said. Max, I thank you for sharing that because I have been engaging conversations over the years. And whenever this word comes up about intention and people who are in the religious, quote, religious environment oftentimes says to me, oh, what, oh, you turn New Age now? Because they think and they view intentions as a New Age practice. And I ask, well, what's your definition of New Age? and it always startles them, you know. It's like they begin to gasp because it's that people start to speak words and they themselves, they really don't have a clarity on what that means. So it's I really always love to have fun with that because the argument is always nipped in the bud because if you can't answer me what your definition of New Age is, then the conversation ceases. So thanks for that explanation and on intentions. All right, I want somebody else to pick the mic. I want the mic to be very active because I don't want any dead space in the conversation. So is Petrina there? I haven't heard from the sister in a while.
Yes, I'm here. I was going to jump in.
Good.
So for me, one of the really profound things that happened at A-Fest was that I learned how to ask for help.
That's a big one for me, too.
I am a recovering control freak and a recovering perfectionist. And one of my huge takeaways was, A, you have to ask for help, even if you don't know what kind of help you need. And fortunately, this community that I've now, you know, adopted as part of my family is open to helping you figure out how they can help you, which is a beautiful thing. And then the other part of it is knowing that done is better than perfect and just being able to go ahead and move forward with something and let it form itself along the way. And those are just two really big takeaways. And before I left for A-Fest, I've always had, you know, this super high energy. I'm the love bug. I radiate love, right? And the thing is, before I left, I was starting to feel depleted because I felt like, okay, here it is. I'm radiating all this love and support, and I'm helping everybody, and I'm always there for everyone. And I was starting to feel like no one was really there for me. This community came into my life right at the right time because I just really felt supported. Even though I didn't really get to build deep relationships with a lot of people, but it's like it's ongoing. It has a whole life in itself. And coming back from A-Fest, it's like I've been able to deepen relationships individually with people that I may have just passed in the hallway. It's just amazing. It's got a whole life in itself.
It's wonderful. You know, there are some people on this line today that I had not personally connected with at A-Fest. I probably said hi and that's it and move on. And yet there were others that I connected with, had conversation with, had a meal with. And an amazing thing is happening in my life. And I'm saying that now to just follow up on what Petrina just said about asking for help. That's one of the things for me too. I never ask for help. I keep doing it myself. And an amazing thing happened. There's one, a fester who we should have hooked up at the airport to share a cab to the resort. And he was at a different section, and so was I. So I actually stayed at the airport until it got dark because I gave him my word that we would share a cab, and I did not want to leave because my word is all I have. My word is my bond. Well, when it got dark, I jumped in a cab by myself, and I head to the resort. And he had not seen me at the other end. He had left quite early. So it was interesting. So we laughed about it and we embraced because I was sitting on the bar stool outside at the courtyard. And he walked up to me and he said, Daphne. And I didn't know who he was. And then he reminded me who he was. And we hugged and we laughed about it. I said, man, you are the first man who ever stood me up. And we had a good laugh. But you know something? Connections are important because here, today I have a meeting with him via Skype because he sent a message, says, Daphne, I want to reach out with you and have a discussion to see how I can help you. And I want to do the same thing for him too, you know? How can I help him? How can I connect with him? And since I left A-Fest, I've connected with people. I've been on the phone brainstorming about different things with them, and it is really an honor to be able to do that and to have this amazing opportunity to keep connecting with people, even though you did not make that initial connection there at AFES. So, you know, we never know where this road will lead, but the one thing I want to ask everyone to do, continue to commit to be obedient to whatever your heart is telling you to do, because your heart is the authentic place that we all need to pay attention to. So we still have the word co-creating meditation and yoga. And if anyone else has anything they want to add on intentions, please go ahead.
Daphne, I would like to address the previous question that you had.
Yes.
On my last day, or when I was coming home, I had during that day, it was kind of stressful. When I got into the van to come to go to the airport in DR, and we arrived at the airport, they had forgotten my luggage. So I had to stand there and wait probably close to an hour before my luggage arrived. And then by the time I got to the terminal, by the time I got to where you're supposed to check in, I found out that the computers were down. And I thought to myself, okay, now I'm really stressful for time here to get to my plane, to the gate. And I'm standing in line, and the line's not moving. And there were some other AFESters that it came up behind me or next to me from other airlines, and they immediately started working together to get me on the plane. One person grabbed their cell phone and say, "Al, I'm going to pre-book you." Another person say, "Hey, Al, why don't you go over there and go where all the premier people go and the ones that blah, blah, blah." And so I was being guided by all these AFESters, and one person followed me to the front. Once we pre-booked me, we got to the front, and I looked at the attendant. I said, "Hey, my plane's about to take off. What can you do?" Come on up. And there's a lot of people that were upset when I went right to the front. As a matter of fact, one lady said, "Hey, who are you to go in front of us?" And one of the AFESters turned around and looked at this lady and said, "He's about to miss his plane." You know, and she supported me. Not protected me, she supported me.
Support, yes.
And then so I got my tickets, and I asked the guy, "Hey, what's the quickest way?" So he told me how to get to this one spot to get through security. And I hugged the person that mentioned that to the people that were waiting in line, and I took off. Well, when I got to the long line, I started hearing my name over the intercom. And I turned to the person behind me, and I said, "What does that mean when they say your name, that you're about to miss your plane?" And she said, I don't know you, but I'll hold your spot, but you better go to that security person and tell them they're announcing your name." I walked up to that person, the security, and I showed him my passport. And as I was showing my passport, my name was being mentioned. And I said, "That's my name." And he looked at the passport, and he goes, "Go." So I went through. I got to the gate. And the people that I arrived at the airport with, the AFESters, this is a whole different set of crowd. They all applauded for me because I made it. I just barely made it.
Wonderful.
We took off from the plane a half hour late. We got into New York. Again, my luggage was taking a long time to come down. I go, "Oh my goodness, we went now." And at this point, this is when I ran into Mariah. I finally get to where you're supposed to get your boarding pass, and the lady goes, "Get your boarding pass. I'm going to tell you a secret. Go up this elevator and bypass everything else." So I went up this elevator's back door, and I got to the thing. Our plane, once I got on board, the plane had a malfunction. So we had to get off the plane if you were hungry, and I was. And the plane took like another hour before it took off. The interesting aspect of all this, even though it was a stressful day, 48 hours, I had an opportunity and a blessing to go to Hawaii for about 10 days. I just got back a couple of days ago.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was in Hawaii, I love water. I love being around the ocean. I love waterfalls. So I got to connect with water a lot, and I got to decompress, as the word that everybody's using. And I met some amazing people while I was in Hawaii. It was almost like I was meeting people that were elevated in their awareness. And it was matching my vibration that I was giving off. The interesting part is, like I just mentioned, I came back a couple of days ago. And now it's a whole different level of vibration. So
wonderful.
I heard from you that you had a smooth landing. Mm-hmm. For me, I got to go directly to Hawaii and be around water, which I love. But coming home, the vibration and the level of energy has been different.
Yeah, it's interesting, Al, that I'm hearing that from you, because I made a boo-boo, too. I knew my flight was leaving at 7:45 p.m., and because when I booked my flight, I had distinctly stated that I did not want a connecting flight. So I left breakfast on that day, and I went directly to the spa, and I told my friends that I would be back in time for lunch. So I came back from the spa at 12:30, went to the front desk to make arrangement for a late checkout, saw my friend in the lobby, and she asked me, "Do you want to go to lunch now?" And I said to her, "No, I want to pack first. Go to lunch later. This way I'm not rushed." Well, guess what happened when I went in my room? I realized I have a connecting flight from Puerto Rico. So here I am at 1 o'clock, and I'm supposed to be on a flight at 3:55, I think, from Punta Cana. And again, my A Festive girlfriend came in for me. She packed those bags. And although I'm back home now and I'm missing my purse and a very nice belt I have that was left in the hotel, and I'm just praying that they will be honest enough to send it to me. I was able to make my flight and to get home on time. So, I mean, co-creating and intentions are a powerful, powerful part of my life. And, you know, it's always a good thing to know not to panic when these things are happening. But when you have the support to help you through, it is really an added value.
Stephanie, I have something to add, if you don't mind. This is Petrina Wisdom.
Yes,
I just
Petrina.
I wanted to speak to what AJ was, I think it was, no, it was Al, speaking about energy frequency and how, you know, since he came back that there's just been all these wonderful experiences. It's interesting because I believe that the shifts and the transformation that happens at an event like A-Fest is so internal and it's so deep, and it's not something you really can see or explain. But I know that for myself, even since being back in San Diego and going to, you know, a few events, my whole experience is now different, and I'm starting to attract people that are very similar to the people I met at A-Fest. So it's
wonderful.
Been really interesting. Yeah, I connected with by San Diego A-Festers, and we went to an event called The Secret Table. And it was like a little A-Fest gathering where literally they said no handshakes, only hugs. And then they were saying, and don't talk about what you do. Let's talk about our passions. Let's really get to know each other. So it's great because now that I've had this beautiful experience, which is exactly what I needed, I now am attracting more of the same here in my home.
Wonderful. What they say, oil seeks its own level, right? So
yeah,
and we attract who we are. So it's amazing. And thank you so much for sharing that. And, you know,
well, I think that it's been, going back to what I said earlier, I think that part of it was having to learn how to receive love, because I'm a great giver.
Yes.
Was a lesson in just receiving it because, again, there was so much of it going around, and that was the very thing I was saying that I wasn't getting. And it was mm-hmm. really that I wasn't allowing it.
Exactly. You weren't receiving it, because a lot of times we are indirectly blocking things. But it is such an awakening when we realize before it's too late, you know, because you could have continued blocking and left there without receiving the added value. I haven't heard from Mariah in a while. Mariah.
Thank you. I was actually hoping to jump in just now, so thank you.
Yes.
I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Something Katrina said reminded me of someone who came up to me at the event, and instead of asking me, so what do you do for a living or what's your job, which is the very typical way that we relate to each other in our modern society. It's kind of a keeping a distance between ourself and that other person. Instead, they came right up and just said, so what's your gift to the world?
What powerful. I love it.
I loved it. Yes, I loved it too. The smile on my face is so big, and I just turned to them and said, thank you for asking me that. Because you're
beautiful.
Not asking, you know, what do I do outside of myself? You're saying, who are you? And
that's
so,
your calling. Your calling, yes.
Absolutely. And my calling was so amplified by the people that I met from year to year to year. And that is the collaboration. I had the most profound conversation with Jeff Marks after my first A-Fest. We had sort of a day after decompression. Of course, people were flying home, but I live here. So we got to hang out and socialize a little more, and he really helped me shift my focus around the story that I was telling myself about the corporate spa world and the social politics and the parts I didn't like. And he was like, when you get over that and you actually see who you are, you know, it's just going to be amazing for you. And he just showed me this vision of continuing to ask questions deeper than being in that head, that mindset of kind of grumbling about something that I couldn't change. Instead, go in and figure it out. Out of that event, I had actually signed up and gone to a Lisa Nichols seminar in San Diego. Out of the first Awesomeness Fest I went, she made an additional offering. And it was at that event, quite surprisingly, I met Katrina. And Katrina and I reconnected at this year's A-Fest. We didn't realize until we got into a conversation. That's why we knew each other already with these big smiles.
Beautiful.
But more importantly were some of the people I didn't meet, because there are so many people, and there are people that are going to continue to come into your life as a result of this event because of sort of the like-mindedness. It is being at that level of consciousness. So as I came out of that Lisa Nichols event, I suddenly got very clear about my purpose, my passion, what it is that I had to offer in terms of really deepening and doing three-dimensional coaching with people, working on their body, mind, spirit. And I had another social media blast from one of the gals who had gone to A-Fest, incredible copywriter, incredible woman coming out of the coaching industry and doing a lot of different copywriting for amazing people, Tony Robbins and such. And simply because she was part of the tribe, I already allowed myself to trust her. And she had put up a comment saying she was looking for another project. I replied and said, I might be your project. And I hired her to do some copywriting and marketing coaching. Within our first session, she said, we have to hurry up and figure out your stuff because I want to hire you to be my coach. You're who I've been looking for.
Amazing.
And she was somebody I never had lunch with her. I didn't go, you know, dancing on the dance floor with her at Awesomeness Fest. We connected peripherally after the event just because we were all in that same collective tribe. And so it's amazing all the people who continue to show up that maybe I didn't meet them in person. Even seeing Al at the airport at kind of the final hour in my connecting flight in JFK and then ending up on the exact same plane with him, but he had the option that says T-shirt on, and I just went, there's one of my people.
Yes. Yeah, it's amazing because even this this conversation, this is my fifth year doing this show. I did traditional radio for 2.5 years. This is my fifth year on Blog Talk Global Radio here. And even this conversation was not created by me. It was directed because I got the inclination when my supporters wanted to hear about this thing that I went, and the Spirit said to me, what better way to add value to them other than allowing other participants to share? And I had put it out on the page when they just began asking, and no one had volunteered. No one stepped up, but I think it was not the right time. And then I had Laura Burge on that shared about yoga, and that was a great experience for my listeners. And this week, again, I put it out, and the right people came forward to share their experience. So I know that this is just the beginning of amazing things. I know Al has extended, and thank you, Al, has extended an opportunity for me to be in dialogue with him in December. And I would not have known him had it not been for AFES. So I honor you, Al, and thank you for that opportunity. And there are many people that I'm looking forward to doing something with. I don't know how, but and I don't know what, but when the universe instruct me, I'm going to move ego out of the way and I'm going to step forward. So it's going to be up to you, you know, whether you're on the line or listening. It's going to be up to you to embrace what the universe wants us to do. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I have 6 callers remaining on the line, and we have 38 minutes remaining. And callers in the chat room, listeners in the chat room, type your questions, please, or call in 646-915-8166. I am going to have a word from our sponsor, and then we are going to come back, and we are going to start the wrap-up or the summary of this conversation.
AMD Law Group is an international law practice committed to assisting you in realizing your strategic business goals. Led by Ms. Aurelia Mitchell-Durant, Senior Managing Partner, AMD Law specializes in international business, international intellectual property, and general internet law. We also support organizations in resolving corporate compliance issues. Addressing the legal needs of technology firms and other businesses serving both domestic and international markets, we are uniquely positioned to assist both startups and long-established organizations. Although AMD seeks to proactively avoid litigation wherever possible, we are fully capable and ready to litigate on your behalf. AMD Law Group. Find us online at amdlawgroup.com or contact us at 347-699-4AMD. That's 347-699-4263. Let us help you pursue and protect your dreams.
All right, and if you are listening and you would love to have us mention your business here on the A New Day show, you can email me at dynamicdaphne12@att.net, or you could message me here on the radio show, and we'll get more deep information out to you how you can do that. We would love to have you as a partner and a part of this global community. We have a large following. We have large numbers. So if you want your message about your service and products to get out there, we are open to speaking with you. So let us start with the wrap-up. For those who are going to be listening the show here, and they are kind of pondering whether they should check out this AFES thing, what would you like to share with them to help them make the decision, other than for them to be open and to be receptive? What would you like to tell them to help them to start the journey?
I'd like to go first, if I may. It's kind of a tag on to what's already been talked about. Is that okay, Deb? It's me, Jay.
Yes, Judy, yeah.
So, you know, as you guys were all sharing about your experiences, and they're all beautiful and positive, and thank you for sharing. I loved hearing it. The bit that one of the most impactful things that I walked away from the event was in regards to the speakers and what showed up for me had to do with risk. And I was going to add it to that other part of the conversation, but it's actually pertinent here too, because even though I am a bit of an adventurer, so for me it was like, woohoo, you know, let's go to this thing and see what it's all about. That did not feel risky. For some, it might. For me, there are other areas in my world that are feeling very risky for a variety of reasons. And one of my biggest takeaways from the speakers and the participants and even these stories that I'm listening to today really highlight the value of shifting my attitude around risk, being willing to risk, being vulnerable, allowing for what may happen, and knowing that through it all, there will be something wonderful and delightful on the other side of it, and that it's worth it. It's worth it financially, it's worth it spiritually, it's worth it in terms of living a full life of everythingness and of being truly awesome. And to me, that really was the end result and the continuing to unfold about this event and what was available.
Beautiful. That's well said. Because you know that you talk about the finances and everything, and as entrepreneurs, we need to understand the importance of investment. Because it's interesting that you mentioned that, because a lady, while I was in the Dominican Republic, she sent a message and she wanted to find out how much the event cost. And I said to myself, I think that's a peculiar question to ask someone. You know, you should be more interested in finding out about the result of the event versus the cost of it, because if you're an entrepreneur, you need to be investing in yourself. So I was glad, Judy, that you mentioned that. So, right, this is the segment where we can talk about takeaways or insights or anything else. So,
cool. This is
that
Max?
Yeah.
It's me.
Go ahead.
I'd like to say that, you know, some of the things that we assume that others should know, I think the balance here is, you know, it's a good thing for people to try or to go to Awesome Fest or at least to apply, because by working on yourself, you work on your life, your career, your goals. It gives you that, you know, support that you need to really understand who you are. It puts you in a place of like-minded people, whether they're business or seeking something conscious to open themselves up. But this is like a huge learning curve.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
It's a huge learning curve. It's like taking the test and finding out the outcome and experiencing everything at once. So by the time you build up all this momentum, there's no way you can go back to who you were. And I think a large problem with the integration of going back to your normal life is if you have totally changed and you left things that were problematic to you behind in a DR, how can you go back to your normal routine when you're so different? And I think that's the thing that we haven't we don't see, even as A-festers. I'm no longer this person. So I am creating a new world and a new way of being. So now we need to decide who we want to share this with, how we want this to grow. We're in the place of innocence. So integration will be hard for anyone if you try to go back to the old way. So if you're stuck in your life or you want to do something awesome or magnanimous and you want to find out how to do that, go to Awesome Fest. Because before you know what's happening, you have already moved the block to become the person that you wanted to become, but you're already that person. You just need to remove the blocks. So doing it that way is a no-brainer because it happens without you knowing it. You get out of your own way.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Well said. Well said. All right. I want for somebody else to grab that microphone. We want to use every second of our time.
I'm going to grab the microphone. It's Mariah from Maui. The sun is finally rising. All right.
Oh, Mariah, you better stop bragging or else we all going to be on that plane, lady. Go ahead.
Get
go
over
ahead.
Here. I'd take all of you. Come play. Come hug. Anytime.
Yeah.
Anytime. I just wanted to also add in, and sometimes we forget this, that all of the money from the Awesomeness Fest goes towards charity.
Mm-hmm.
And so although we are investing in ourselves and co-collaborating and making beautiful connections, and even if it's just really receiving that healing around being able to be with people who are similarly like-minded or very motivated, ambitious, and inspiring, we also are able to be there knowing that all of the money that we put towards it is actually going into the world to be of greater service. And I really feel that that's such a beautiful aspect that Vishen Lakhiani has brought to the entire experience of Awesomeness Fest. He is the creator of it and really the visionary for the whole event. And I just love that he built that aspect into it right at the forefront, that everyone would really be showing up and helping the world through the attendance fee. So, you know, looking at whether you can afford it or not is really a question of how can you not afford to be able to give to yourself and at the same time be giving to the world.
Wonderful, wonderful. That is so true. Somebody else, please grab the microphone.
Hi, this is Al. For the audience, if you're listening to this program, your inner spirit has guided you to listen to this program. There is no coincidences. There's absolute truth, and the truth is that you were somehow guided to listen to this program. And as you listen to the people that are speaking or grabbing the mic, there's something there for you. There's something that's telling you it's time to evolve. It's time to move forward. It's time to make progress. The natural state of being of every living thing in the universe is to move forward, to grow, to expand, to make progress. That's the natural state of being. And for the audience, there's something here that's tugging at you. And listen, because I will tell you, for me, my own personal experience, it is phenomenal to be surrounded by like-minded people. It's an amazing experience when you can speak to somebody and they get you.
That's right.
Or you can listen to somebody and you understand. Versus trying to convince somebody for 20 or 30 minutes what your perspective is. When you go to AFES, people automatically get you.
Mm-hmm.
Or you automatically understand what other people are telling you because you are the same energy or the same vibration.
Yes, yes, we. I see you.
I see you.
I see you. You know,
and I am here.
I see you. Yes, I see you. And for me, I do a training with the Commission on Children here. And we do a similar exercise at our retreat. We did the eye contact at the closing circle from each training, but we have never verbalized, and I just like this part of the I see you, you know? And part of the seeing is to embrace and accept. And once we do that, then people are going to be standing and embracing their own truth. So this is powerful stuff. Powerful, powerful stuff. All right, I want to give the mic to somebody else who I have. Yannick.
Yes.
We have heard from you. Takeaways, your takeaway.
There's been so many takeaways for me from A-Fest. First of all, the absolutely awesome connections I made with so many of you and with you, Daphne, and so many others. There's been so many takeaways. The ICU was so profoundly changing for me, and the whispers exercise, and the I Love Myself song, which, you know, is part of my DNA now, and
Janik,
the hugging. And
Janik, would you tell them what the ICU was?
Which one?
You said the ICU for you was?
Yes.
Oh, ICU. No, that's okay. I just realized. It's
yeah,
the same.
You just did explain it.
But really,
I want to echo what everybody else has said, and especially knowing your truth. So to the listeners, you know your truth. Maybe you need affirmation, confirmation, guides, hints, but it doesn't matter. You know your truth. If you are called to go, don't try to make excuses not to go, because life will catch up with you. And if it's meant for you to go, you will go. And yes, you may be facing some fears, but we always have choice in life. And fear is really two acronyms, but the choice is yours. It's either forget everything and run, or face everything and rise. And when
that's
you
right.
choose that fear will no longer hold you back, and that you face your fears and rise, what's on the other side of fear is your true, authentic self.
You know, I want to honor Janik, because the first night, the night before the official opening, I was sitting on my favorite chair. I always sit on that high chair at the bar, just admiring. I enjoy people watching. And I was sitting there admiring people going and coming in the courtyard and just like having a good time. And Janik came up to me and she said, "I know I'm supposed to talk to you, but I don't know why." And we embraced and we shared thought. And the next day, it became clear what we were supposed to speak about. And it was just so powerful. And I did not know that you had the migraine, because I noticed that I just wasn't seeing you again. And I said, I wonder what happened to that lady, because I don't think the first time we met you were wearing your name tag, and I had not remembered what your name was. But I was thinking, what happened to that lady? Then I thought, and after breakfast, who present themselves? I was able to reconnect with you, and it was such a blessing. And although we had lost those days that the migraine robbed us off, we were privileged to work in small groups during the last day of the event, and it was really rewarding. So I thank you for investing time in my life and to help me gain some clarity about why I was there, and to affirm and acknowledge the strength and the journey that I am on. Okay, we
have...
Oh,
Daphne. I accept your words, but I also want to thank you, and I want to thank everybody who did show up as they were, perfect with their imperfections, and just being willing to be vulnerable and be there. Part of the journey, you cannot have a journey if you don't show up, and we all showed up.
That's right.
So, yes.
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 All right. Are there any other burning thoughts or desires that you have in your loving heart that was not yet expressed? I want to open the microphone for you to express such now.
Well, this is Katrina Wisdom, and
yes.
The one thing that I the one thing that I wanted to leave your listeners with is that, you know, you are the foundation of your life. And, you know, common denominator in everything you do, whether it be relationships or business, is you. So if there are things that are not quite clicking in your life or that you want to change, you're responsible to do it, and the change starts with you. So Awesomeness Fest, this whole experience, but even outside of Awesomeness Fest, there are so many personal development books and seminars and workshops that you can attend to start that work on you. So to speak to what we were talking about earlier about the investment, I always say that people are only going to invest in you what you invest into yourself. And
amen.
So really think that. Yeah,
hallelujah.
Really think about
that. That's right.
And then by you doing the work on yourself, you know, a lot of people think personal development is a bunch of bull crap, but it's not. By you doing the work on yourself, you're not only enhancing your life, you're enhancing the life of your children. I have four children who, you know, even though I was already extremely energetic and loving and positive, when I came back from A-Fest, it spilled over even more. We've done like two or three of those I love you videos. I love myself videos. And so you're not only affecting yourself, you're affecting your kids, you're affecting your family, you're affecting community, which therefore affects the entire world.
Mm-hmm. You know, I tell when I speak or have an opportunity to work with anybody, I tell them the reason Tiger Woods is as good as he is because he invests in the best coaches. And they need to do the same thing for themselves. All right. We have 19 minutes remaining. I want to give everybody an opportunity to speak. So seeing that we are at Petrina, we go to Max next.
Okay. Well, I want to address the meditation thing that we were going to talk about earlier, where as we don't always realize the benefits of meditation and, you know, being in the metaphysical community. So we're trying to build larger communities where we represent each other and we start talking about the positive things and we put something in. So if prayer is our way of asking God for things, then meditation should be our way of taking that time to be still and to hear what God has to say to us.
You know, I like what you say because I think, and this is my personal view, we need to stop asking God for things and begin to thank him. Be grateful because he already know what our needs are. And I think people think that God is deaf and they keep begging instead of thanking and showing gratitude. So I think that's what we need to begin to do to show gratitude. So I thank you for bringing that up, Max. So let's go to Jay, I think, is up.
You know, I do just want to add one thing for the listeners that we are touched on, but perhaps they're not aware of, which is around this conversation of meditation and such and investment. Vision and Mind Valley have a program that you can download onto your telephone if you have a smartphone. It's called Om Vana, like Nirvana, but it starts out with Om, O-M. And within that is a number of programs that are free, and they are either guided meditations or meditation music or other sorts of recordings that are very beneficial and useful in the space of really getting quiet and getting connected in. And you can begin your investment for nothing and then work your way up to something more substantial as you are ready to. So I just wanted to make that awareness real.
All right. All right. So let's hear from Mariah. She's been the one that's been on for the longest. She came on even before I came on. So, Mariah, I'm sorry. You have the line.
Thank you. Yes,
I mean, there's just so many beautiful, beautiful things to share about Awesomeness Fest. And we didn't even touch on the parties, the fact that this
seminar. we need 6 months to touch on the party. Yeah.
One of the brilliant aspects of this event is that there are speakers from the stage. There are also evenings to socialize. There's usually a few dance parties, a costume party every year, which has a different theme that's very, very fun to prepare for and participate in. And then there's usually an event that's an off-site, off-location event. This year in the Dominican Republic, we were on catamarans, bobbing around in the ocean together. And really what it does is it creates an opportunity for people to break out of their usual business mindset and mold and really, truly create authentic experiences together. There is nothing more genuine than finding yourself in a swimming suit on a boat with other intelligent people having a really deep conversation and suddenly realizing, oh, my gosh, I'm in the middle of the ocean on a boat with these people.
And that's powerful because what entrepreneurs are, most entrepreneurs always not take time for themselves. Oh, I don't have the time. I have to do this. I have to do that. So that was that's an amazing piece that allows us to put our hair down. And I got to tell you guys about my costume. I was so excited when I read in the information that we need to have a costume. Guess what? I had not read that it was supposed to be a carnival costume. So I went out and I bought an angel costume. So I said to my girlfriend after I got around to realizing it was an carnival costume, I said, Bridget, well, I guess I'm going to be the carnival angel. And I got so many compliments on my costume, and I said, whew, it would not have been so if I had not gone through with it. So it was fun. And it was such a fun thing to be. I've never, ever been part of a costume celebration before. So for me, I was like a little girl. I was so excited about that. Okay, did I cut you off, Mariah?
No, I think you celebrated with me. I love dressing up, and so it's super fun to have this other aspect of being able to be playful with each other and really to see how we bring out the childlike wonder or the joy, the inner joy around assuming an entirely different way to appear to each other. And so there's a lot of brilliance in that. And I just want to say that Awesomeness Fest has truly impacted and changed my life and all for the better.
Yeah, I'm already thinking about my costume, but I ain't saying. You all are going to be so surprised. I ain't saying what it is. Oh, where did the time go? Can you guys believe we are down to 12 minutes? So I have not heard from Al. So I want to use 11 minutes so that everybody can have a last word and leave me with a minute for my closing song. So I'm going to start from Al, then I'm going to go to Max, then I'm going to go to Petrina, move up to Janik, then Jay, and then back to Mariah. So Al, you are closing. One word.
How about three? I love you.
I love you too, Al. Move up to Max.
One word. Wow.
No, it's okay. You can't take. Can't take more than one. I was just kidding.
Okay, because I'm like, ow, I need more than one word.
It
must be a bear energy thing. I'd like to say I love you to all of you, and thank you for your support and empowerment.
All right. Petrina.
Well, I think my closing words would just be that you deserve it. You deserve to really focus and take time on yourself and really becoming your best self and moving into your greatness.
Oh, wonderful. Janik.
I'm going to be closing with this mantra that I hope every listener takes with them. I love myself, I love myself, I love myself.
I love myself,
I love myself, I love myself. And I love you, all of you.
I tell you, you all are so good. We have 10 minutes still remaining. So, Jay and Mariah, they were so obedient, gave you extra time.
That is so funny. Well, I would like to share something that we learned at the event, mm-hmm. which is all about thinking bigger. Mm-hmm. And big stands for begin in gratitude. And I am so grateful it's perfect for Thanksgiving, but I've just been really feeling so thankful and in such gratitude for having attended this event, for trusting my intuition, for meeting everyone, and for this knowing that we will be contributing to each other's lives for a very long time to come. And it's very exciting. So thank you all so much.
Wonderful, wonderful. Mariah?
Yes, I also feel tremendous gratitude. I have really watched throughout the years all the different people who arrive at this event, bring their presence, bring their shared visions for the future of this planet and each other, and really support each other, love each other, and show up completely. Also, all of the amazing Mind Valley people who step up and make this event possible. They really do a lot of hard work behind the scenes, and they are fantastic. So I feel tremendous gratitude that they put in the hours that they do, making it such a fun event and really making sure that everybody is enjoying themselves. And also a very, very deep heart-centered gratitude for Vision. Mm-hmm. This man mm-hmm. truly has the capacity to see beyond what is currently happening and look at the future with wide open eyes and a heart that is equally open and then create from that point. So his bigger vision for everyone getting together and shifting the way that our planet is and the way that we all relate to each other is right in the forefront of this particular event, the Awesomeness Fest. So with a lot of gratitude and a lot of love, thank you so much for facilitating this conversation. Really appreciate it, and thank you all for being here on this call.
You are very welcome, and I too, and I think I'm saying this for all of us, I honor Vision for his boldness in stepping out. You know, he could have been sitting down and be fearful, but he stepped up to be bold, and his boldness continues. And I'm just so honored to be part of this tribe, and I look forward to continue adding value in whatever way I can. I want to invite you back. For those of you who have not yet followed me on the radio, mark me as a favorite. Get invited to know who is coming on the, I think, the first Sunday in December. I'm having Vasavi, which is, I'm probably mispronouncing her name, is somebody else I connected with there. She has a phenomenal story, and she will be on sharing her life story. And on my birthday, Wednesday, December the 11th, I'll have Lee Bauer back, and he's going to be giving some tips to us as entrepreneurs. I was privileged to have him last Sunday on the show sharing a story of adversity that he and his family experienced. So if you have time, you can tap into that conversation and listen out to what Lee had to say about that. It's a 90-minute conversation. So it was an honor, a privilege, and just a wholehearted excitement that I was able to be on this platform with each and every one of you. I just applaud you for the work that you are doing, and I just want to remind you that it has only just begun for each and every one of you. There are mountains to be climbed. there are oceans to swim across. And on that journey, there might be some valleys that we encounter. But in spite of all of that, no matter how deep those valleys are, so long as we hold our intentions and we are reminded that we have each other, we will only be learning from those valley moments. I honor each and every one of you. For those of you in the U.S., have a happy Thanksgiving. Don't eat too much. And from my home to your home, from my heart to your heart, namaste, each and every one of you.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Tianati. Much love.
Much love.
What's the plight that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart? Tonight and directing me. Hallelujah.
praise him. Hallelujah. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Everybody. You're going into a new dimension tonight. You'll never ever see it again the same way. You'll never ever touch it again the same way. You've been called with a great call. It's a monumental call. You've been called to change